Learning Masechtos Chagigah Daf Dalim and Aleph. The Gemara is discussing Tumtum and Andragonus. Gemara brings the pasuk Zuchurcha to mean Memayit that Tumtum and Andragonus Nachayev and Ria. And the Gemara says Andragonus. We understand why we need the pasuk because Andragonus has its side Zachrus. So that would be its side that you're mechuyev. Kamashmon, they know it's called a Briyab. If they atzman, you're not mechuyev. But Tumtum is a suffix of its Zachar Nekeva. It's a Korla Fuke Sveika. Do we need a pasuk to tell you that a suffix is not mechuyev? Amar Abayam, kishabetzim mi mechutz, he's not a suffix, it's a vadi zacher, and since he's a tumtum, it's covered over, it's not nikah the zachrus, so melam, you learn out from zachurcha that he's potter. So Rashi says, one need a pasuk mehecha teisul chayuve. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha. So, l'chayyad, the pasuk shan at Rashi is, it must be, it's a suffix of someone's mechuyev in a mitzvah upon him, he's not chayiv misafik. That would seem to shim with the shita sarambam. So mechoykis vishenim, rei vishenim hold that safik deraisa l'chumr is a din deraisa. And the Rambam in a number of places says that the safik deraisa l'chumr is a din derabanan. So that would make sense. Mi deraisa it's l'kula. So why would you need a pasuk to say it's part of, anyway you're part of misafik, the Mimi understands the Rambam, understands Rashi that way. There is another pshat in the Gemara, which the Marsha discusses, is Marach and the Pshatov of Tesis, the Miri also mentions this chat, that the Kasha wasn't we don't need a Pasuk to Pater, the Kasha was that we can't have one Pasuk for both Tumtum and Andragonus, they're different. Andragonus is not a Suffolk, and Andragonus, the Torah knew whether it's a Zachar or a Nekeva, the thing is it's a little bit of each, and the Shal says, I have it in Zachar, Lagabi Ria. Tumtum is a whole different thing. Tumtum, we don't know if it's a zach and a keva because some tumtums have a underneath the tumtum is covered over. Underneath it could be a zachris, could be an akvus. We don't know. Al kapanim, there can't be one pasuk for both tumtum and andragonus. That's the Gemara's kasha. Rashi speaks about it. We're not going to go into the pshat hava so much. And the true evidence of kasha and Rashi's mahalach. Rashi's mahalach is that anyway safik derais is the kula. So anyway you potter. Hazai the true evidence, but to be an afkamina. If you're part of B'tayr is Safik, or you're part of B'tayr is Vaday. Lamashal, if, let's say, someone's a Tumtum B'yayim Rishayim, and then B'yayim Sheni, it was Nikra, the Gemara discusses that Metzius in Yevamos, that a Tumtum, the skin could be ripped, and then you could see if he's a Zach in a cave, he'd be no longer a Tumtum. So let's say B'yayim Rishayim, he was a Tumtum, and B'yayim Sheni was Nikra, and he's not a Tumtum anymore. So if the Ptur is al Safik deraisa l'kula, so l'maisa we find that now that he was really mechuyev. So mele, even if you hold kula and teshlum and derishin, and a part of derishin is part of besheni, but he was mechuyev, he just didn't know. So mele, be mechuyev besheni. Mashenki, now the pasuk goes and says that he's potter, so that Ptur would be as aptur b'teris vaday, and he wouldn't be mechuyev even now that he's nikra. As I affect the Turi Evan. So the Turi Evan says, Enechanami, the Gemara goes like the man, the Yom Kuhn Teshlum and Zel Azeh. So Mamela, if you all Kuhn Teshlum and Zel Azeh, it's not Negeah, he's anyway Pater. Al Elamai, it's Negeah that he's Pater, but there is Vadai, that if Yom Sheni, he'll be Nikra. So, he'll be Pater, no, if you all Kuhn Teshlum and Zel Azeh, even if he's Pater Berishin, he's Chayim V'Sheni. So Mamela, the Gemara Zetz is Anayim, by Beit Silva Chutz, meaning even if it's a Vadai, he's still Pater. But according to Man, the Amakum, Tishlum, and the Rishon, you could say that's only a Pter if he's a Safik, but Beitzel v'chutz el taka b'chayit. But the Pasuk's teaching you that because of the Safik, you give him a Vadei Dikah Pter, Nafkamina, that if this is Bayer B'Sheni, that he was a Zach, it was Nikra, and you all call him Tishlum, and the Rishon, right, there'll be Pater. Similarly, answers the Rambam. The Rambam, very Shvei Rambam, the Rambam, Lachas Agigit, Perek Beis Lach Aleph says that a Tumtum and Dragons are Pater because they're Safik Isha. Mamish, not like the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Pater be, you don't need a Pasuk for Safik. The Pater be Etzim, even by Beis HaMechutz. The Rambam leaves out the kin to Beis HaMechutz. The Rambam says, L'chari, Klar not the way. He says, Pater because of a Safik, each of us of a Beis HaMechutz, L'chari be Chayiv. As I affect the Achrayinim, the Lechemishna, and other Achrayinim, the Matriach, to try to be Miyash of the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't seem to go with this Gemara. So the Shagasai, who's from the Balaturi Evan, in Simon Kavdal, he says, this Cheshbin. He says, this Gemara al-Karchik is going like the man, the Yom HaKuhn Teshlum and Zel Azeh. Because like the man yom kun teshlum nivishin, we have an afkamina. If you part the stam al tzafik deraisel v'kulos lemaisi, you were chayiv. He just didn't know. So if you nikkur b'yom sheni and we found that you were chayiv, so mel you be chayiv. But if the Torah gives exeris a kasef of the pater, they say stepturis calls man your tzafik you part the b'tayris vaday. So even if b'yom sheni we find out, but since b'yom mishin you were tzafik, so now was chal achalayis p'tur al tzafik, and mel you won't be chayiv again. So the Gemara couldn't say because the Gemara is going down the Amakul Nishlum and Zelazet. The Rambam passes Kul Nishlum and Nivishain. So mainly you don't have to say the Kim the Beitz and Mechutz. By Beitz and Mechutz, you'll take the Chayiv. But without Beitz and Mechutz, then the Pasuk teaches that there's a Pter Mitam Safik, even if it's Nikur B'Sheni, you wouldn't be Chayiv. I can't the Shtikl from the Turi Evan and the Shagas Aryeh together. Now the Sasemis is very bothered with the Shtikl. The Sasemis says that if lemaisa the p'tur is a p'tur al suffik, so when it's inspired the suffik, it's inspired that never was a p'tur. If you're going to say like Abaya, that even a vadei zachar is p'tur, even by beitzim b'chutz, so then avada, when if he's nikri b'sheni, he'll still be p'tur if he holds kulin d'shlum and d'rishin, even though he's no longer a tumtum, but he was a tumtum, he had a p'tur called tumtum. But if you're going to say that beitzim b'chutz yichayiv, you need the suffik to p'tur. Comes, man, you need the suffix to pater, the Svasemis is naming on, so then, the Yom Sheni, when we find that he's a Zachar, so come there, you made a mistake, we just didn't know, so man, he wasn't pater. Seems like he is Sevius Lika Machlegis, the Svasemis and the Turi Evan. Turi Evan, Vaisis holds, is a Musig, that the Ptur comes because it's a suffix, but the Ptur is a Ptur Vadai. Nafgimina, when it's inspired the suffix, still B'Shaita, there was a Ptur. Svasemis holds, there can't be such a thing. If there's a p'tur vada, meaning even on the side of Zachar Yipater, so then you should be p'tur even by Beis of Mibuchutz. Even if you know he's a Zachar, you should be p'tur. Elamai, only p'tur when it's a Suffolk. Kalash and Ramam, Yipater, Neshu, a Suffolk. So come dice. On the side of Zachar, he's not p'tur. Dice is the Shagasai holds that there's such a thing that Yipater me Suffolk, but in the Torah it says, Kol Kama Yimusuffolk Yipater. Even on the other side, you need the suffix to pater, but the suffix shaft the chalais ptur. Nafkamina that afterwards, when the suffix is bar, you're still pater b'shaitai. The Svasemis holds that there can't be such a thing. See, Svasemis holds all the Gemara is not so shver. It doesn't matter if suffix is the chum or suffix is the kula. If suffix is the kula, you don't need a pasuk to pater, and if suffix is the chum, he holds the pasuk can pater. Abai is being mechanish, the p'tur doesn't have anything to do with suffix. The p'tur is because he's a tumtum, even if he's a zachar. So then even when you know that he's a zachar, you have a p'tur. But kol kama, we don't know there's a p'tur even on the side that he's a zachar. You need the suffix to pater. A suffix can't pater, says Emes holds. That's the Gemara's kasha. If a suffix is pater, so he's pater without the pasuk. If a suffix is chayiv, the pasuk's not patering him. Unless the pasuk is patering him on both sides, so then it's not the suffix. That's the Svasemis. A glad to cheshbin, but the Tere Evan Vaisa says no. You could say that a suffix is pater b'teres vade, but it's a suffix that patters. And Afkimina calls man yom a suffix you pater b'teres vade. Once it's nizbar, so you pater b'shaite, and we tell you if you call him the shlum and zel zel, call him the shlum and division. Now Taisus, who holds l'chayr a suffix that raises l'chumra, he says that the pshan and the kasha was that you can't be mechayiv a tumtum yisafik because you're being a chul in ba'azara. Since it's a suffix, he's an isha, so he can't let him come because he will bring chul mazar. So the Sefer Gliyani Hashas from Rabbi Yosef Engel, he brings a sharfa kasha from Rabbi Chaim Sanzer. Then he says, l'chaira, you can get around chul mazar like this. Let's say you have somebody who has an evet and he dies, and he has two children. One's a zachar and one's a tumtum. And then the zachar is mashachar the evet. So now, if the tumtum is in the keva, so she's pater, but the evid then is an evid meshuchar, because she wasn't yerish if she's in the keva. So Mela, her brother was yerish sole evid, and the evid is a complete evid meshuchar. So now the evid's chayiv. Let's say the tumtum is a zachar, so he's chayiv, but then he owns half the evid, and he wasn't meshachar his half. So the evid then is a chatzi evid chatzi mencher, and so the evid's pater. Because the chatzi evid chatzi mencher is pater. So Mela now, if the only reason why a tumtum is pater is because he can't bring karma to schulam v'azara, in this case, the tumtum can bring a carbon, because if the tumtum is a zachar and he's chayav a carbon, so then the eved zechatz eved chatz min chayav, so the eved's pater. So maybe he can bring a carbon for himself. Elamai afraid maybe the tumtum's in the cave at schulam bazar. If the tumtum's in the cave, so the eved's an eved that's completely meshucher, and then the carbon could be for an eved. So it could be masna that the carbon could be for whichever one. Azach harif mistik of shad. He says, now let's say you go with the tzad, the chatzi ev, the chatzi ben chayin is chayiv, you could also have a nafkamina, a similar nafkamina. Let's say someone has an evan and he dies and he has two children and a cave and a tumtum. And in the cave was meshachar the evan. So now, if the tumtum was a zachar and he's chayiv, so the evan was never meshachar, right? Because his, in the cave, his sister wasn't yerish at all. So come to us, he was yerish all evan, he's a zachar. Bas is not Yerush and Makim Ben. So come to Eis, the Eved is complete Eved, the Eved is Pater, and he's Chayiv. Elamai, maybe he's in a Keva, but if he's in a Keva, so then it's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Min Chayrin, because the two Banais will be Yerush equally, and in the Keva, the other one was Meshacher the Eved, it's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Min Chayrin, it's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Min Chayrin, it's Chayiv. So either way, you can have a case with Nigeya that a Tumtum is Pater. Anyway, you can't bring the carbon of Skulam Bazara, but in such a case, Mimanav Shach, they can bring one carbon and Mimasna. So the Ganesh mentions, he brings that the Sefer Rishme Sheila, it's an earlier Sefer, as it's come from Kivega on it, is done on this Sheila Barichos. And I looked it up, I saw a little bit his Populim on it, but at the end he writes a very simple thing. He says that Taisus asks a much easier question. He's saying it's a problem of Skulam Bazara. So good, so why not let the tumtum bring a carbon and say, if I'm a zacher, so this is my eilus riya, and if not I'm a zacher, so then I'm making an eilus nedava, and it won't be a b'ram l'chul b'azor no matter what, mamish bashit. So Taisa says in the end, because you're mevatel from smicha. Problem is, you're making a carbon, which you won't be able to do smicha, because it might need smicha, on the tzad that he's a zacher, needs smicha, on the tzad that he's in the cave, it won't, you can't do smicha, and Hashem don't do smicha. So merely, you don't want to make a carbon which you can vatel for smicha. He says, you have the same problem with that interesting case of the tumtum with the chatzi ev, chatzi ben chayrin. Also, you have the same problem with smicha. So merely, the kasha in the end, I'll have the grace of chidud, you anyway have a more pasha to kasha. You have a kasha that you could bring one, you could bring a carbon and be masna. If I'm a zacher, it's elusvi. If I'm in a cave, it's elusadav. And Taiz asks that kasha later, and he says the problem is smicha, and you have the same problem with smicha with the tumtum and his or her eved bring a carbon together with shutfas like the kasha. But it's a geshmak a kasha. Lama gein vaita. The Gemara, Mamaisa says you have zacher to yimaitzi nashim, zachurka to yimaitzi tumtum and andragonus, like we discussed. Kol zachurka, first the Gemara was marbek tanim, but the Gemara says tanim is the rabbanan. The cause is not the Alma, so what is the Pasuk for? Ka'acheim, Acheim said, Mekameitz, Mitzaref Nechayshis, and Bursi, people who have very smelly umnis, Mekameitz, Sayyus, Klavim, Mitzaref Nechayshis, Bursi, these, they can't come in Kol Tzchurcha, they're not able to go in Kol Tzchurcha, Semel, the Pata from Riyah. Says the Rambam, Hilchas Hagiga, Perek Beis, Locha Beis, this is his Lashin, Ha'mekameitz, Fusha Malachta, Lekabitz, Sayyus, Klavim, Mekayz, Semel, Avid, Iris, Lerfuah, the chayna mitzayrus nechayshes and machzav shalay, they have done them. Those three, avopi shein meusim et name malachdan. Even though they become mias because of that work, ha'elam etayim gufanu mabusha, they could clean their bodies and their clothing. Ve'elam mechal yisol leheirais. What's pshat in the Rambam? The Kesef Mishnah brings two mahalchim. One mahalch that the Rambam doesn't pass like a chayim. And you have to say there are banan argue on a chayim. It says kah chayim. You have to say there are banan argue on a chayim. And it brings the Mahalach from the Mir Kirkus that even Achayim is not saying they can't go the early regal. When they're Mias, when they didn't clean themselves and they've begun them, they can't be early regal. They can't come and call Tzchurcha. But if they would wash themselves well and they've begun them well, so then like anyone else, that's Pshat in the Rambam. So there's the Marit, Chelek Vesim Yadalin. On the first Mahalach he says, so come to this, you're missing the Drasha though. The Gemara says, call Tzchurcha is like Achayim. So, and the Gemara says, because the Kadans, they're Rabbanan, so now it says Kachayim, so what's the end, what's the Teretz in the end? What do we do with Kol Tzchurcha? So I saw the Netzivim, Rei Meisad, that says something very interesting. He says, the Rambam and Nochagimel writes like this, Kol katan sheyachal echaz yadav shlav laos mishnayim larabayis av chayim aloysi leiroi yisvay kdei lechanche bimitzvah shenem yiroa kol zchurcha. If the katan could hold his father's hand to go from mishnayim to arabayis, his father's mechuyiv to be taken leiroi yisvay kdei lechanche bimitzvah shenem yiroa kol zchurcha. He says the Rambam's mashmitz deraisa, even though he says kdei lechanche bimitzvah, but he brings a pasuk. He says, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. This Gemara held it was the Rabbanan, Raisis, another Gemara held it was the Raisis. The Rambam passes is the Raisis. Male, that's why the Rambam didn't pass him like a Cherim, because you need calls Kurcha for Katan. So male, you don't know like a Cherim. The Lachamishim of Kurkas don't learn the Rambam that way. The Mepharshim and the Rambam, they learn that the Rambam just says the Pasuk, Al Sinas Machda, but the Rambam doesn't mean it's the Raisis. Now, about the Mahalach of the Mir Kurkas, that the Mekamets and the Mitzarif Nefeshis and the Bursi are only potter when they don't wash themselves in the clothing. But if they wash themselves in the clothing, they could go to Ariya. So why is they Pturim in Ariya? the Mechuyiv to wash themselves in the clothing, they can't go while the Ba'idim Misyusan, but the Mechuyiv to wash themselves in the clothing and go up for Ariya. So the Merit says like this, to answer the Kashis, he says, Laila will say like the first Pshat, the Rambam doesn't pass like a Chayim. But both the Chayim and the Banan do dash in Kol Skurcha. A Chayim goes so right to say that since they have a Miyasa Umnis, they're Pater in Gansen. The Rabbanan hold, no. While they, the Miyasusan, if they didn't wash themselves in the Guf, then they can't be Ele Regal. That's not Kol Skurcha. But once they wash themselves, they could call on them. But you need the Pasuk to tell you they have to wash themselves. Without the Pasuk, then they could come the way they are. And now we say kol schurcha, no. If you smell it, you can't come. But Chayim went so right to say the pater. Then we don't hold that way. We hold the chayim. But we hold that the chayim have to wash themselves and do it. So Mela then answers both kashas. The problem is, if you know like a chayim, what do you do with kol schurcha? To tell you they have to wash themselves. But the Rambam didn't say the pater because only a chayim holds the pater. But all the chayim, the mechuyiv, to wash themselves and go up. That's the Meretz Pshat. Now the Gemara talks about Avadim. First the Gemara asks the Kasha, Nashim HaPater, because of Schurcha, Avadim, how do you know they're Pater? And the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Pnei Adon Hashem, Mishayin Lo Adon Echad, Yatsi Hashayish Adon Echad. Fine. Then the Gemara asks the Kasha, the other way, why do we need the Pasuk of Adon, Tepe Klei, Mitzvah Sheishik Heves Be'e V'chayiba, Eni Yishik Heves Be'e V'chayiba, the Gemini Lola Meish. And the Gemara says, you need the Pasuk of V'chatsi V'chatsi Minchay. So the Gracha L'shash, Reb Chaim, ask the following kasha. He says, this din of lola mi'isha is when you have a ptur, which is totally in the shame isha, so Eved also has the ptur. But how about the din that an isha is not mechuyiv on shaving her beard with a razor? If isha would have a beard, she's allowed to shave it with a razor. So there, what's the din with an Eved? Is an Eved allowed to shave his beard with a razor? The Rambam says he's not. He's not going to be potter. Why? Because the isha is not considered a zakan. Because she's in a keva. By a man, it's considered a zakhar. So an eved is a zakhar. So if the pshan is, it's because she's an isham, so then an eved also has a ptur. But if the pshan is a metziyistik a ptur, doesn't have a zakhar, so that doesn't apply to eved. So early in the Gemara says not only isham that's pater from Riyah, even a androgynous and a tumtum is pater. Even though they can have a din zakhar, a tumtum that's based on mimuchutz is also pater. As I state in the Gemara, and Andraganus, which has a tzad zachmas, is also pater. Elamai, there's a din. If you need an Eivir Zachar, in order to be chayiv, and not only you need an Eivir Zachar, it has to be begoloi, it can't be latumtum, it has to be just an Eivir Zachar, right? But it's a din physically. So, Mamela, Eivir Zai, Evan has that. If an Isha's pater, it's sad that she's an Isha. So the Eved would also be pater. But if Isha's pater because she's missing an Eved Zachris, the Eved has an Eved Zachris. So how could you learn to adapt her to an Eved? That's the effect of Chaim. So Chaim says a very simple answer. The Gemara asked it, what do we need Skurcha for? To pater Isha, typically it's Mitzvah Sheishis Mangram. So the Gemara, because if not for Skurcha, we learn out from Hakel that Yechayiv. Good. But Haint, we don't learn out from Hakel that Yechayiv. So like the Chaim, so come to this a tub to him. Lulei the pasuk of Skurcha, you wouldn't have a ptur of Mitzvah Shemang Grama because you learn from Hakel Yechayiv. But Haint is a ptur Skurcha, that's not the only ptur. The ptur Skurcha is not only to me, else because they don't have an Eva Zachris. The ptur Skurcha is also because of Mitzvah Shemang Grama. So an Eved ain't a chinami, he wouldn't have the Ptur of Tumtum and Androgynous, he wouldn't have the Ptur that he doesn't have an Eved Zachris because he has. But you have Stam Medin of Mitzvah Shema and Groma. If it wouldn't be for the Pasuk, you wouldn't have Mitzvah Shema and Groma because you wouldn't have from Hakel. But now we have the Pasuk. So you have both Turim. So the Gemara is Kasha. Now you don't need a Ptur of the Eved because the Mitzvah Shema and Groma, because the Lola Meisha is not going on the Ptur of Skurcha, which apply even to Tumtum and Androgynous. It's going on the Ptur of Mitzvah Shema and Groma, which Isha also has. That too you'd have by Evet. So Chaim wants to answer Kasha with this. The Yushalmi says that androgynous is Prata because it says Kol Skurcha, and androgynous is a mix of Zach. It's a little different than the Bavli's Drasha, but he wants to stim the Bavli to Yushalmi, that the Ptur of androgynous is, you're right, there's a Zachris there, but it's not complete. You have an Akevis or so, so it's only a mix of Zach, it's not a Zach Shalim, some Eliya Prata. So effective Chaim, say if that's true, that someone who's a mix of Zachar is not a Zachar Shalem, is Pater. So, Chaya, why do you need an extra Pasa V'chatziya V'chatziya Ben Chayut? If you have a Ptur of Isha, and then by androgynous state of Ptur, even a mix of Isha is Pater, so V'chatziya V'chatziya Ben Chayut is like a mix of Isha. V'chatziya V'chatziya Ben Chayut is a mix of Isha. So why shouldn't it be Pater, not Al Tz'adayin, but Al Tz'churcha? You have a Ptur of Isha, and an androgynous state of a Ptur of mixed of Isha, and you learn that Lola Meisha to an Evet. So an Evet, even a mix of Evet should be Pater. So why do you need the extra Pasuk of Adon Hashem? So like the Chaim, the few way we're learning is very good. Because the Ptur of Isha of Mitzvah Zasation is Man Grama, on that we don't say it in a Mixas. Normally, you have a Mitzvah Zasation is Man Grama, you have an androgynous, so he's a mix of Zachar, so it's a Tzad Zachar, so he'll be Chayit. Even though it's a mitzvah, it's not grama, he has a tzad nakris, tzad zachris l'bichayv. Why is he pater from Riyah? Not because part of him is an isha and has a term mitzvah, it's not grama. The reason is because of the you need the zachris. Samela, chatz yev, chatz mecharin has a zachris. He's a zachar shalim. He's half an isha, meaning he's half of a din isha of a term mitzvah, it's not grama. On the term mitzvah, it's not grama, it wasn't said the din that half is good enough. If you have a tzad Ben Chayrin, you have a tzad that's not Keisha, so that you'll be Chayiv. If a person has two tzadim, a Zachar and a Nekeva, physically Zachar and a Nekeva, so there we have the din, like the Yishalmi says, Kol Skurch, it tells you that since it's a tzad Ptur, you're not a full Zachar, so merely a Pater. But the Evid is a full Zachar. What's he missing? The Chatzi Evid, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. He has a tzad which stam is a Dinisha. On that you don't have the din of Kol Skurch. You don't have to be an Ish Shalim. You have to be a Zachar Shalim. He is a Zachar Shalim. And he has a tzad ish, so he can't pater Matzvah Seishas Man Grama. And Mimel, that's why I need another Pasuk to pater. He has another. That's Reb Chaim Shtickel Torah in the Gemara. So now Reb Chaim takes the Shtickel Torah to answer the Rambam. Nachum, the Shtickel Torah in the Gemara is that what's the Gemara's kasha luna lola miyisha either ptur the yazal zachrus? The Torah says there's two dinim. There's a ptur mitzad zachrus, which that you can't have by heaven. You have him turn mitzad the shem ish, the mitzvah shem man grom, that you'll have by Evet. And the teretz of chatzi Evet, chatzi ben chayrin, only works because he only has a turn mitzvah shem man grom, and there's no din that you need a kol zachar, because he is a kol zachar. He just would have on half of him a turn mitzvah shem man grom, and that you wouldn't say. And that's why you need the pasuk of Adon Hashem. So now, going to the Rambam. First of all, we spoke about this on that base. The Rambam paters a chatzi ev a chatzi mechorin, even though we hold like the Mishnah Achorinim. So that's one kasha we ask on the Rambam. Why is the Rambam pater a chatzi ev a chatzi mechorin? The Gemara before was mavur, that according to the Mishnah Achorinim, he's chayiv. And the chayiv of Svara is, like we said there from Rashi, that the Ptur is because he has an Adain. At least even if half of him has an Adain, he's called he has an Adain. But according to the Mishnah Achorinim, Adain's mechorin to Mishakim, so he's not called an Adain. So we spoke about that, we gave a yishuv, but the Chaim is going to give a different yishuv. That's one kasha. The Rambam is not like the Gemara, chatzev v'chatzim v'chorin, the Gemara says in that base, according to the Mishnah Achorina, Yechayev, and the Rambam says Yepater. Second kasha, we mentioned this before. The Gemara says that a tumtum is pater, even by Beitz and Mechutz, the Ptur is even if he's a Vandei Zachar. The Rambam doesn't bring down Beitz and Mechutz. The Rambam says the Ptur tumtum is al Safik Isha, not like the Gemara. That's second kasha in the Rambam. The third kash is, the Rambam never brings the din of Misha Ein Le'odan Acher. He's not brings B'vayi Kol Yisrael Ha'itzi Avadim. Why did the Rambam bring the drush of the Gemara Mishain La Adan Acher to be made Siyavadim? Hazak Reb Chaim like this. The Gemara earlier asked the Kasha that why do we need a pasuk to pat the tumdum? It's a suffix. And the Gemara says the tumdum is based on b'chutz. Fact of Chaim, there's a Gemara in Yevamos that Ayin Beis that a tumdum which is based on b'chutz is not allowed to eat truma, even though we know he's a zachar, but he still can't eat truma because he's an aral. Forget it. Since he's a zachar, so he's an aral. He doesn't have a bris milah. He can't do a bris milah because he's a tumdum. So mela, he's asked to eat truma because he's an aral. So fact of Chaim. The Gemara here says, Arul is Pata from here. The Gemara in Amud Beis, Arul is Pata from here. So, what's the teretz of a Mayan, Tumdum, Vesim, Mechutz? He's an Arul. Just like you see by Chum, he's an Arul. So the guy by Miyosi should be an Arul. The teretz is, the Gemara there and that, we'll see, the Gemara in that, the Arul and says, the reason why the Arul is Pata, we don't know Arul is Pata from here, says, it goes to Gabi Kiva, that holds an Arul is Ketame. So that's Rabbi Kiva. They're a bun and hold, and Arul is not Ketame. So this Gemara is going like the Rabban and the Arul is Chayiv. Fine, but the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva. So this is the Chajman he has. Our Gemara that says that the Pasuk is coming to tell you Tumtum, which is Beitzim Mechutz, the Hechach has to hold like the Rabbana. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, it wouldn't be a good Teretz, because if it's Beitzim Mechutz, it would be Pater Alts Arul. So Mela has to hold like the Rabbana. So what about according to Rabbi Akiva? The Teretz is according to Rabbi Akiva, the Pter is Mitzad Isha. That's the aside. And Mekiva can't hold of a Ptur Tumtum. This Gemara that says that there's a Ptur Tumtum from the Pasuk can't be like a Mekiva because the Gemara is Tumma Beisim Mechutz and Mekiva holds a Beisim Mechutz anyway, he's Pater Al Tzaral. The Tarit says, according to Mekiva, we don't have a Ptur Mitzad the Zachris. So according to Mekiva, the Ptur of Andragonus is Mitzad the Ptur Isha, not telling the Mitzias of Zachris. So Mela Zakh Reb Chaim like this. If you have a Ptur because the Mitzvah Seisha is Man Grama, so if the other half is Ben Chayrin and doesn't have the Seisha is Man Grama, it's like we said before, you'll be Chayav out the other half. But if you're going to say a new Ptur, not Mitzad the Eva Zachris, but Mitzad the Din Isha, that Schurcha is Maitzi Andragonus because he's a Mixus Isha, not because of the Eva Zachris. So there you could learn out Lala Me'isha, and that would apply to a Chatzi Eve Chatzi Min Chayrin also. So I would say the Rambam never brings the din of Adah in Acher, because the Rambam doesn't need that drasha. The reason why Chatzi Eve Chatzi Min Chayrin is Pater is because according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Ptur Mitzad the Zachros, which you wouldn't apply to an Evet. The Ptur is Mitzad the Shem Isha, which would apply to an Evet. And that would apply to Chatzi Eve Chatzi Min Chayrin, just like it applies to Andragonus. As I feshteich the Reb Chaim, it's a little bit the kitzer in the Grach HaLashas. So male, it all stems together. The Rambam didn't bring down the base of Mechutz because that doesn't stem with the Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva can't hold that that's Pshat in the Drasha, because anyway you'd be Pater Al Tzaro. So male, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Ptur of Andragonus is because he's an Isha, but not because of the Zachris, and male, that Ptur would apply to heaven also. And once you have a Ptur Al Tzisha, that too would apply to Chatz Eve Chatz Mechayin as well. That's a shtickler of Chaim. The only thing I didn't understand so good is the fear of Chaim's cheshbon. The Rambam doesn't have to say a tumtum is pata because of a safek isha. The tumtum is pata b'tayr is vaday. Because if he's an isha, he's pater, and if he's an ish, he's an aral that he's pater. So in manam shecha, tumtum would be pater. I don't know why the Rambam would have to say that a tumtum is pata al safek isha v'tzarchi in b'zah.